Hello, this is Blue Sky Radio's Kevin Furnio, here with another community call-out catch-up. This time around, we're being joined by the chair of the Friends of the Guild Hall here in Newcastle, Hilary Jones. Hilary, hello.
Hi.
Can I just say here and now, what a beautiful building you call home.
Yeah, it's really nice, special.
And so central. I mean, the footfall you must get through the door, the fact that you are smack bang here in the middle of Newcastle, that can only be an advantage.
Yes, we monitor the footfall, and for the last financial year, it was 10,000. Well, it was actually 14,000, and that included the Barclays clients that came through as well. Sadly, they've now gone, but underline that 10,000 people, so that's pretty good.
That is incredibly good. When it comes to the Friends of the Guild Hall here in Newcastle, just break this one down for me. What are you guys all about? What is it that you do here?
We're essentially a one-stop shop, so that we try and cater for whatever needs the folk have that come through the door. And it can be very varied, from homeless individuals, people that need a shoulder to cry on, so essentially a sort of a social, you know, minor social work type role. We have lots of leaflets about different support organisations. We've also got a couple of major client files that people can, you know, look through and pick up some interesting information. We've got a couple of computers so we can do searches for people online. We process bus passes, blue badges, and we help with all sorts of council services. We're also the repository for green recycling bags and cardboard bags and the little food caddies as well. And in fact, I mean, people get referred to us from the council, actually. If they can't answer queries there, they send folk here in the hope that we might be able to help.
You really are all singing, all dancing. You're doing just about everything. Friends of the Guild Hall here in Newcastle. Hilary, how long have you been operating then?
Effectively since 2019. We were open for, 18 months, and we were closed during COVID. There was a major sort of refurbishment of the ground floor area to make it more accessible. And it's a totally flexible space so that things can be moved around, which enables it to be used for other activities. You know, it's ideal for a meeting place. We even had a small theatre production in here, unplanned. This was in December 2019, where the group concerned were going to have the performance in a gazebo outside, and they were just using our space as a dressing area, and then 10 minutes later they came back because the weather was so inclement, they said, could we possibly have it in here? And it was amazing. We managed to, you know, arrange the space in about a matter of about 10 minutes. And the performance was in the round, of course, in the middle. And audience on the side. And we got 30 people seated in there. It was amazing.
Talk about a moment. That's lovely. Hilary is the chair of the Friends of the Guild Hall here in Newcastle. I just want to point out here and now, we've come to the first floor to do this interview. It's a little quieter, but that ground floor area, so accessible. And as I mentioned earlier, the fact that you are so central here in Newcastle, that must make things key as to the success you have as a team.
It certainly makes it accessible, particularly obviously for people that are reliant on public transport. You know, that this is somewhere that they can come. We are a place of welcome, so encourage people just to drop in for a drink and a chat. We do ask for donations. In fact, we're totally dependent really on donations and membership for our income. And so, yeah, people can come in, and we have a supply of board games if they want to, you know, play a board game of some sort. We have a few books they can browse through, or can just sit and chat.
The team that you have working here, volunteers, I mean, how big a team are you then?
At the moment, there's only about 10 of us, actually, so we could do with a few more, because we do need at least two on duty for each period. We work on a two-hourly slot. So yes, there's only ten of us now covering the whole period, Monday to Friday. We're open 10 till 4 each weekday. We're also open from 10 till 12 on a Saturday. So if anybody in particular wants the recycling bags, they can come in then. We also run an art and craft club.
It's the diversity of the things that's offered by the Friends of the Guild Hall here in Newcastle. A charitable group and therefore you constantly need to be applying for different grants in order to continue the good work that you do. The economic climate that we live in, that can't be easy, I should imagine.
It's not easy at all. I mean, we have managed to get funding, but largely for events that we've held. We did get some funding for our warm space facility last year. We're now in the throes of trying to get some more funding, which we desperately need because, sadly, we made a deficit last financial year. So we've got to make up that difference somehow. We're still hopeful of getting some funding from the council for the service that we provide, but there's nothing forthcoming as yet.
We keep our fingers crossed there. We've mentioned the volunteers and the need to swell the number of volunteers. For somebody who has time available, be it just a couple of hours a week or perhaps the commitment of more time and more hours, and if it is a case of thinking, do you know, Friends of the Guildhall Newcastle, that seems like just the kind of thing I want to be part and parcel of. How do we get in touch? How do we find out more?
You can just, well, come into the Guildhall itself and, you know, pick up a form. We've got a standard leaflet which has got all our details on it, and you can become a member and effectively just donate money and not do anything. But if you are a friend, that entitles you to come to our AGM and have your say as to what we should be doing, or the volunteer option, or alternatively, you can just email us on fotguildhall@gmail.com, or if you prefer, you could ring on the mobile number, 07983 983 840.
It's amazing the services that you offer here at the Guildhall in Newcastle. It's almost a case of citizens advice and then some. In a nutshell, why do you do it? What is the essence of being a member of the team here, Friends of the Guildhall Newcastle?
Well, we just like being able to provide a service for the public. But at the end of the day, we are sort of obliged to do that because that is part of our charitable objective, to provide advice and information to the public.
Continued success with the wonderful work that you and the team here in Newcastle do, Hilary. It's been wonderful to visit the Guildhall here in Newcastle. The Friends of the Guildhall Newcastle, if you'd like to be part of Hilary's team, we'd love to hear from you. Just remind us of those contact details again.
Right, the phone number 07983 983 840, and the email address fotguildhall@gmail.com.
Hilary, thank you for your time. Continued success.
Thank you.